Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Eduardo Limas. I'm actually very excited that I have been able to launch my own podcast now. It's called The Limas Podcast. I have previously done a podcast for a technology company. I will not be mentioning the name for it right now due to private reasons, but I was able to write up to 3 or 4 episodes. I have been able to also write a couple reports for WPAT 930 AM New York. It's a radio station that has its own antenna on top of the Empire State Building, and the radio station is located right by Wall Street. So I said, man, hey, what the heck, you know, I also gotta do my own, since there's already a platform that, you know, allows me to, you know, to also do my own content. And due to the fact that, you know, I remember, you know, certain things that I had done from other, you know, previous projects, you could say, I just decided to just start, you know, doing my own. I was trying to do a podcast with other people, but seems like everyone is very, very busy nowadays trying to do their own, and I don't blame them. You know, it's good that, you know, my friends are actually moving. You know, you want to have friends like that. You want to be able to have friends that they're going to inspire you, that they're going to, like, push you, like, when you talk to them, all they're talking about is success. You know, they making money here, they making money there. They just closed a deal here. They just broke last month, you know, income record, you know, so on and so forth. You know, expansion. You want to have this type of friends, because if you are that hungry entrepreneur, you cannot be with those people that do not have that mentality. You don't want to be talking to people that are telling you, yo, I'm crushing right now, down to earth with my business, I'm going down. I mean, yes, be their friend and assist them one way or another, but don't associate with them. You know what I'm saying? Unless it's a family, someone that you also have capital to back them up at that time, you're gonna help them. But you know, you gotta be careful with these vibes, guys. Be careful. There is positive and negative vibes, man. You know, you have to understand, you know, you truly do attract what you think about, and you become who you think about. And that's pretty much, you know, the law of attraction in simple terms. I'm very excited due to the fact that this year, 2018, I'm finishing it with a bang, a big bang. I'm very excited for everything that I've been able to do, different projects I was able to, you know, work on. For example, I was able to work for a technology company where I was doing, I was running their social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, maybe one or two more platforms. I was also being a host for a podcast. And at the same time, too, I was collaborating for a magazine, which I'm, you know, very proud of that, too, because my picture is also in the magazine. There's a certain content that I also had to, do a little work here and there on it, you know, he ended up getting into the magazine. And that's a collaboration. So, guys, I'm very excited because, you know, after stumbling so many different things, you know, as I was growing up, you know, I'm just very excited I did that. I'm getting a little scared as I'm talking, and I'm trying to tell you that I would be scared right now if I didn't jump, man, 14, 15 years ago when I actually did, like, jump, when I actually decided to be determined that I had to be someone in life. I mean, I'm 28 right now. So if you're going 14, 15 years, you know, that's, I was at least 14, 13 And I think I was even younger than that, man, you know, because, you know, I came here when I was, I believe, 9, almost 10. I came here around 2001, I believe, so... and I came to South Carolina. Oh man, I love South Carolina. Guys, I miss you guys so much. Oh my God, I am who I am today, truly, to that education system that they have over there. I mean, yes, you know, at the end of the day, it's up to every individual to educate himself also. But man, you know, the reason why I'm able to say what I can say, right, what I'm saying right now, is because I also came and studied here in New York. You know, I did my middle school and high school here. Also in between South Carolina too. I was in, you know, I was moving state from state to state due to, you know, family problems at that time I was going through. So I was in, you know, back and forth, and you know, I was able to experience both educational systems. And man, I love New York. Don't get me wrong, man. I love New York, but I'm gonna be honest, South Carolina, it's beautiful, it's amazing. I can't wait till I'm actually, you know, a little bit more stable and I can afford that $1 million house I wanna buy in South Carolina. I mean, I wanna have a nice property, guys. I mean, it's beautiful, it's lovely. I mean, I already see myself with my dirt bikes, my quads. I see myself with a bunch of my friends just playing paintball. I see, you know, having a little skateboard park around there where I can have also kids come and play also, I don't know, through a program. I don't know, have some basketball, soccer fields, you know, baseball fields. I want to have a little palace down in South Carolina, just to let you guys know. And North Carolina looks like it's going to be also a state that I'm going to be in a lot. I've been to North Carolina. I was in 2015, I believe, in 16. I was there for a little bit for business down there. But I absolutely love North Carolina also. I definitely will be in North Carolina. It seems like we're going to be getting a huge warehouse over there. We have something great, guys. I'll probably talk a little bit further into the conversation. But it's beautiful, guys. So, you know, I've been inspired in so many different ways in these past years with so many different people I've been networking, you know. And that's the good thing that I've been able to get out of my house. You know, I once I started learning from successful people and they're telling me, hey, man, you know, like, if you're in America, pretty much, right? Like, no one's really putting a gun on your head and is telling you, dude, you can't do this, you can't do that. Like, truly, this is a beautiful and amazing country. And this country gives you the opportunity to say, hey, man, I want to change my life. And I'm going to, as long as I do it the right way, you know, like, have everything in order. Do your taxes, do everything you gotta do. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't mess with the system, don't mess with nobody. Do everything right. Don't cheat out nobody. Just do what you gotta do. You know what I'm saying? Offer that product or that service and you will be a certified, you know, entrepreneur, qualified by, you know, your own customers, you know? And when you think about that beauty of just becoming this entrepreneur here in this beautiful country, you know, it's really exciting, guys. There's a lot going on in different places of the world right now. You know, a lot of people are in despair. Truly, I am so blessed to live here. I am so thankful to Elohim God for allowing me to be here where I'm at today. I'm very excited because 2019 is going to be a tremendous, tremendous year, guys. I know many of you guys are going to hear me right now. That you guys are probably like, who the hell is Eduardo Limas? I'm going to tell you right now, man. Don't worry. 2019 is coming. Coming to the big screens. I'm coming to do big things, man. Most importantly, I'm going to be helping a lot with education in Central America with the program that I created. And it's called MAS. It means Mentes Aprendiendo Siempre, which it translates to Minds Always Learning. Man, you ask me, how did you do that? Oof, it's just pure inspiration. It's pure, you know, burning desire inside to really do something for someone else apart from myself, apart from me wanting to be successful. How can I also impact other people, you know, in a different city, state, country? You know what I'm saying? Like, I think outside the box, you know. Guys, I am going to let you know very soon I'm going to be having my podcast on another level. This is a podcast that I wanted to launch because I like to just launch my ideas. I don't like to think too much about it. You know, I'm sure that it's going to be a valuable content for many of you guys. Many of you guys are going to be inspired. Those that follow me, you already know what's up. And those that don't know me, it's okay. You're going to get to know me as I continue to do more podcasts, more episodes. Guys, I hope that you guys can follow me on Facebook, Eduardo Lemus. Eduardo Lemus, Lemus. And on Instagram, Lemus1839, Lemus1839. And I also have Twitter, I really stopped using Twitter for a good 6 months already. But I will be notifying you guys. I will be updating all this info. Like I said, I just want to make this quick audio. And I hope you guys really enjoy it. And any feedback, I would love it too. Thank you, guys. And I'm looking forward to also doing some of these podcasts with some of you guys out there, man. Let's get together 2019, man. Let's not look at color. Let's not look at any type of backgrounds. Let's just really, if anything, the type of background we should be looking at is, what's your background? Are you really interested? Are you really trying to crush it? Are you trying to 10x what you're doing right now? Like, you know, Uncle G, right? Grant Cardone, right? So much respect for that, man. Shout out to Mr. Grant Cardone. Shout out to Patrick David. Shout out to Ty Lopez. Shout out to Gary V. If I'm forgetting some of you guys, I'm sorry, man. But it's just some of the guys I have, you know, impacting me one way or another. Appreciate it. And let's stay connected, guys. All right. So this is Eduardo, and we will continue in the next episode.